Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to Mimosas in the Morning. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Holly.
And today we have
a very special guest. Very special guest. So I love, and most people know it, I love the USO. And I'm so happy that today that Miss Amy is coming from our Central Florida USO. We've been trying to plan this.
Since April,
mm-hmm. But because our Central Florida USO is so awesome and amazing and busy, my Amy is a buzzing little bee up in here in our Florida, and so today she's actually blessing us with her beautiful presence, and she's going to teach and tell us, because we like to educate, right? What's the USO? What do they actually do? And what are we doing locally? Because we are here in beautiful, very hot Tampa.
And we are on location.
We are not
poolside today.
No, we're not. We are not poolside. We are not at my casa de Vega.
We could have been poolside. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll
Next time.
Next time
you can
next time we'll sit there and get some pool floats and just do that.
That'll be after the back to school bash. It will be poolside at Holly. Mommy's having Moses poolside. But today, no mimosas because we're on business and we're on location with Miss Beautiful Amy Fee. We're going to hand, basically, what we do is we hand the mic over, and you're going to tell me, you're going to educate me and Leslie, when did the USO started? Like, what is the USO?
What do we need to know
and
about
what do we
the
know?
USO?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I do think it's important to know how the USO started because it kind of shows why we're still here today. So the USO, back in 1941, as we were getting ready for a war, mm-hmm. and we had over 1 million service members ramping up around the country, prepping to go to war, President Roosevelt said, how are we going to take care of these service members when they're not training to go fight for us? We need to keep them happy and healthy when they are in their downtime. So they said, we need to get a few service organizations together. They got 6 existing service organizations together, YMCA, YWCA, National Catholic Community Services, Travelers Aid, the Jewish Welfare Board were some of the organizations that came together and basically opened their doors to be military centers that could entertain the troops during their downtime. And, you know, World War II is very personal. Everybody had somebody going to war, or at least a next-door neighbor. It was very personal. So the country really rallied behind this and had an incredible campaign to support our men at the time, mm-hmm. That were going to fight this war for us. So that's where we started. And we have been able to maintain this presence worldwide throughout all of these years. And the USO, a lot of people know as Bob Hope, entertaining the troops overseas. That was a huge part of the World War II campaign, of course, really getting to location. And that's really been the heart of the USO, is getting to where our service members are, whether or not we can have a physical building. Or if we can't, we will get a mobile out to them. We will get entertainment out to them to make sure that they know that they are connected to their home country, and that you know, we back home are in support of them, and we have their backs. So it's really about keeping the service members connected to what they're fighting for, connected to their families, connected to their home, connected to their country. And no matter where a service member is in the world, that's the job of the USO, is to make sure that they feel that connection to home. So every USO, there's over 230 locations worldwide right now. We are on we're in 7 continents, about 15 countries, and I think about 31 states right now. So our job is to be where the military is. So when we, when movements wrap up in one location, USO centers may go away from that location, and then we may put ourselves, some Marines have been in Australia. We've had a USO contingency in Australia. So we are, you know, anywhere that they need us to be. And that's what makes the USO unique. And then also because of that, every USO is different in what they offer. Because a USO in Afghanistan for deployed service members has a different need mm-hmm. than Fort Bragg, you know,
what we have here
in Tampa.
Yes, with a very mixed service member population and family population here in Central Florida. So every USO has different programming to meet the needs of their individual military communities.
You know, it's pretty interesting. Like I told you before, I've been a military spouse for 20 years, And last year, my daughter and I were traveling, and we got stuck for 6 hours in Detroit's airport, which I was not in the biggest area with that. But right now, we sit there and we're like, let's go see what this is. Such a great experience. Like, when we were able to go there and finally took advantage of the services and everything, we were like, wow, why haven't we done this before?
Why haven't we?
I know. And so we went in there, talked to a wonderful retired gentleman who was volunteering that day, and he's like, can I take your picture? Can we do this? And he's like, what do you need for a snack? I mean, just everything. He was just so welcome.
So what Leslie's talking so about is the airport.
Yes, the airport.
The airport is what she's talking about. And a lot of people do not take advantage of that. And so
many of our major airports have USO centers now. So absolutely. And one of the misconceptions is that spouses and dependents think that they can't be in there without their service member.
Yes.
That is completely false. You just need your DOD ID. That is your entrance into the USO. So absolutely, if you're waiting for someone to come back, use it. If you're traveling on your own, feel free to use that USO.
So if your flight gets delayed or canceled, go to the USO. You are able to use that.
Or even if you just get there early, come in and have a snack and a drink on us. And it's the comforts of home there. You know, we want, especially with when people are traveling, we want them to feel like they have a space that is for them, a home-like environment when so often you all are not at home.
Yeah.
So we want you to have those comforts of home at any airport you can get to.
Well, you know, that one was very full. There was nice recliners, all that kind of thing, people charging their phones. It was just, it was great.
One of the ones that I like, since you talked about that one, is New York. They have the actual USO, like, hub, and you can go in there and you can find sometimes tickets.
Tickets, absolutely.
You can get tickets to go. Not guaranteed.
Yes.
Not guaranteed, but there's always something.
Yes, there is.
It's always something. So it might not be Lion King. Trust me, I did try.
They do have wonderful relationships in New York.
They do. They do have a wonderful relationship. But it was during Fleet Week, so bad on me. but they do have other tickets, and so take advantage of that. If you're in New York, go to the USO. They were very, very friendly.
Awesome.
Very, very friendly, very kind. You register, and then
and
you can even call back like the next day if you register to see what else is available. And I thought that was really awesome.
And you know, and I'm sure Holly, your husband has also been to numerous USO shows when they were deployed.
When they deployed.
I got to hear a lot of different things.
And,
or one
the
of
concerts.
Them, my husband's like, oh, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are here. And I'm like, great.
Yeah. Not really great, but great for him, right?
Right.
Yes. But no, I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love the connection. So coming on to that, what are you doing in the Tampa area?
What are we
now?
Are we doing here?
Well, right now we're about to kick off our back to school drive.
Okay.
Once a year, we do a massive back to school drive for all military children across Central Florida. So regardless of rank or branch or station, we run this program two ways. So one, it started because MacDill used to apply for a federal grant to get funding to give back to school supplies to their kiddos before going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that grant was cut. And so several years back, they had no way to get school supplies for their annual back to school fair. So we came in and we helped with that. So we've made that an annual commitment to go in and supply all the school supplies for that back to school fair, which is open to anybody on MacDill, to any of the commands that are on MacDill. And there's usually about at least 1,500 kids there. It's a really big full school resource event. So also the you know, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are there, and bike safety, and it's really a back to school family event. So we're committed to doing that and giving out school supplies to kids.
And when does that?
This year is August 3rd.
Okay. August 3rd.
It's 10 a.m. I believe 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Hangar 1 on MacDill. So if you are local, absolutely. But then also for everyone else that we serve in Central Florida, we have a 14 county area all the way over to the East Coast. Obviously,
that's
those families
huge.
Are not coming to MacDill
for
a back to school fair.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure that other children could still receive
right.
backpacks. So for anyone that's not on MacDill, we offer backpack registrations where they've been registering for 4 weeks now for stuffed backpacks. So they know exactly what they're going to get in the backpack. It's just a way to start off the school year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fulfilling the entire list,
it's
but it's starting
all
it.
That,
yes.
the stuff that you need and our teachers do the best that they can, and they spend a lot of money too. So thank you for the USF for contributing and helping.
Oh, sure, of course. So we have we will reach over 2,100 military children through this and give out about 60,000 school supplies.
Wow.
Obviously, that's a huge community effort.
That is a huge effort.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you were interested in donating for the Back to School Drive, starting this Friday for 4 weeks, we will have we will be accepting donations at the USO in Tampa, also over in Orlando. And we have even some of our Starbucks partners will have bins in their local Starbucks that you can drop supplies off in.
Can you get us those Starbucks? Because then we are able to pass that out. And when someone asks, we can say,
sure,
and push that information out. Because that's wonderful. Starbucks to be able to actually have, it's going to be a box,
right?
It's like
a partner for you all.
Yeah,
yes,
it really
they
is.
They are wonderful.
And,
yes,
that's wonderful that they want to do, they're allowing that because not everyone will allow a bin to be in their facility.
Right.
So we want to be appreciative of that and say thank you. Plus, we get Starbucks.
That's
they're
right.
Always about very, very fresh.
Well, you know,
it's a win for everyone.
It's such a stretch to go there. No, I'm kidding. I'm there all the time. I'm like, yeah, especially when I get rid of the kids.
That's my second office.
Yeah, let's go. So,
yes.
And then, everybody knows I love volunteering. So, my little computer days have a little fun, but I love volunteering. How can people volunteer? Because to be able to do 60,000 bags, you said, right?
60,000 supplies for
supplies,
about 2,100
2,100 kids. That means someone has to stuff.
Oh, I do.
So volunteering is a big key.
Yes, so, for the USO in general.
Yes.
And we have about 30,000 volunteers worldwide that keep us running. I mean, Central Florida for 14 counties, we only have 4 paid staff members,
right,
to cover the whole region.
Yeah,
and those volunteers.
Volunteers make every single event happen for us.
And what I love about Florida is we have the program where our kids, it basically helps them, you know, bright futures.
Bright futures.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
so
yeah,
I don't know if
high schoolers that need some hours.
So
there's
hours. So
yes.
Tell us.
Volunteers.uso.org.
Okay.
If you're interested in that, to sign up anywhere around the world. And all of our volunteer accounts are done online. And so you can also transfer your account. So
yes,
when you
have
the PCS and you want to volunteer at your new local USO, we can just transfer your account so you're not having to start the whole process all over again.
Okay.
So volunteers.uso.org. And that will get you signed up.
Well, where will you be stuffing these backpacks?
Yeah. Where
is there? Do you need?
Because it's
going to
be weeks prior, correct? Right before August 3rd.
We have to get that out so far in advance to make sure we can fill the spots.
Oh, great.
Okay.
So we actually have our volunteer slots filled for stuffing,
good,
both in Orlando, and
okay,
we'll do a stuffing in Tampa as well.
Alrighty.
So that's here. And of course, locally, we have our USO centers. We have one at the Tampa Airport.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Orlando Airport. And those all, you know, we can always use things like snacks and drinks. And everything is free for the military,
yes,
families there, of course. So we have wish lists on Amazon for like Central Florida, Tampa,
mm-hmm,
and it shows, oh, what kind of snacks do they need at Tampa Airport if someone wanted to support that. The same thing for Orlando. And then all of the programs that we do outside of the airport, because again, we're supposed to be integrated with our local troops.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do programming at our installations, whenever, when you have that Marsden holiday party.
I know. They come every year for Marsden.
Yes,
they
we want to be there and help with that. And so that our volunteers do all those. In Central Florida, we did 153 events last year.
Wow.
And I mean, it's all volunteer. All volunteer run. So if you have that time to give,
and so
it.
we talked about this briefly, but with our Coast Guard,
mm-hmm,
being that, how does that with the whole backpack and stuff? That's for them too, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So I want to make it clear because there's always that this is only for this service branch,
like
the
DOD.
It's
the chastity.
It also includes. So just remember that our Coast Guard families, you are,
yes,
included. Our National Guard,
absolutely,
and our National Guard, we're not leaving you out.
In reserve, yep,
in our reserve.
Well, one thing that I think that people need to realize, like you said, you all always accept the donations, is that you all are a nonprofit organization.
Yes, right.
So you are reliant upon volunteers,
mm-hmm,
to do your program. You're
absolutely
reliant upon donations to be successful.
Yes,
so
a lot of people think we are funded by the government, and
right,
we are not. We are a 501c3 nonprofit,
mm-hmm,
so we completely rely on the generosity of the American people to to help support our military.
Wow. And that's one thing that our civilian population throughout, because mm-hmm. we do have people who watch, who are civilians, they can support our military families. A lot of people are like, what can I do? What can I do? Support the USO, because yes. they're in turn supporting our military families.
Right. Giving back.
Exactly. Absolutely.
In so many ways. Well, I love the USO. You know, I have to say this before we get off though. I love that like our DC USO has the huggers. And they're like dressed up in the 1940s. Have you seen them?
Oh, yes.
I think we should do that.
Holly's your first hugger.
I'm your first hugger. And I so have many dresses, just saying, in my closet that I love.
Well, then you need to come to some welcome
homes. So I do love the 1940s whole like era, but I think we should do that. So you call me.
Yes, when we have a welcome home, will you come and be a hugger to welcome home those?
That'd be so nice. I want to dress up in my cute little dress. I want to give some lovin's to a lot of people.
There you go. Who knew that you'd be able to get that going too here?
I think we should work on that.
All right.
I mean, let's make that happen. Let's wear kid dresses and hug a lot of people.
Well, we're going to let you all go for now. And Amy, thank you so much. And we will definitely provide links on how you can support our USO. And just thrilled to have you.
Yeah.
Thrilled.
And thank you to Starbucks. Thank you to our volunteers. Thank you to our volunteers here that have already filled all the slots. That's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, we're over a month out and you have filled it from here and Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So that's. Yeah, and thank you for
passionate about serving our military. Thank you for what you all do. That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
And thank you for recognizing our family as the Marine Corps family.
Yes. Does everybody know that?
No. Yes. I don't talk about it all, but I say thank you.
We do have a wonderful partnership with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And one of the programs that we do is we want to recognize military families of the year. There's so often the service members get recognized within their units, but the whole family doesn't get recognized for their sacrifice. And so we choose from a bunch of nominations. We choose one military family of the year from each branch of service in our area. And we actually have a sixth category for a reserve or guard family as well to recognize them. And so this year, the Vega family was our Marine Corps family of the year.
And we were very shocked and surprised. My husband sent me an email, said, is this right? I promise you, I had no clue back, because that's when I just found out that I was Marine Corps Spouse of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, promise you, I don't know. No one has said who they nominated. I had no clue.
Javier's world has been rocked over the past few months.
Sure. But we're very honored, and we thank you to the Buccaneers and to the Source family. That was, you know, and thank y'all to y'all for
absolutely. It's so exciting. It's exciting for us to see the amazing things that you all do.
Well, I hope that you can consider us a partner in everything now, because we'd love to continue to promote your all's initiatives.
If you have something going on, come back and let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk
about
it.
We'll chat in the pool the next time. So. On that note, we will be back with USO hopefully in the future, and we are off for the summer. We are going to do some stuff with our military home base with the company, actually for the month of July. Y'all are going to see lots of our screen, our president. I have her doing some fun stuff, so just watch out. We're going to do some fun stuff.
Summer's a little crazy for us, so we're trying to streamline, and it is PCS season, so the more you know.
The more you know, so we're going to educate you on that. We're going to do a whole series about PCS and what's in Tampa. That's what we're going to talk about. What's in Tampa? What can you do?
There's a lot in Tampa.
Yeah, in our space. So, and remember that military home base brings you home
one base
at a time. Thank you.
Thank you.